Jesse Stewart here. Time for this week's Caregiver Corner program. Joining us in studio, Lark Trigstad. Lark, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And it's been a while since I've got to do the program with you.
I think it has been a while, so glad to be here.
Yeah, well, happy to have you in studio here today. Talking about a not-to-do list for caregivers of chronically ill people and six items that belong on this not-to-do list for those unsung heroes, the caregivers.
Yeah, and our material today was written in a blog in 2014 by a retired law professor from UC Davis of California who had to retire early due to illness. And I was drawn to it because she writes to caregivers stories about the caregiver from the perspective of someone dependent on care receiving. So let's hit the list.
All right, well, I'll go through it with you here. Number one. Do not shy away from sharing with others that you have become a caregiver. I think, you know, sometimes people kind of keep that quiet.
That's right.
Apparently, the reluctance to tell others about this high-stress life event is even more prevalent with men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not healthy to go it alone either.
Absolutely. Number two, do not pretend that everything is like it used to be. You need to grieve a bit that the old life has changed, and the drastic change in life can be a shock. Often, in an instant, you're expected to move from being on your own to helping a loved one with some very intimate issues.
Yes, and number three on the list, do not attempt to be a super caregiver. There are good days, bad days, and sometimes you need a break to get away. Just don't try to be a super caregiver.
And number four, don't be reluctant to share your difficulties with the one you are caring for. Now, that can be easier said than done. For example, if you're, the person you're caregiving for has mm-hmm. dementia, they likely have little insight to what you're venting about, but the care receiver is able to, if you're able to talk about things like schedules or finances, the care receiver will feel more involved in the relationship and actually able to contribute.
Number five on the list, do not become isolated even if the person is homebound. Online support like SageLink is intended for caregivers who are looking for resources. Studies show that people seeking services call 7 to 8 different phone numbers before finally finding one where someone can help them. And they simply give up. They simply give up before getting the help they need. But SageLink, you know, connects you to the Elderbridge Information and Assistance Program that can eliminate guessing and eliminate those misdirected calls.
Yeah, and you actually get a real-life person there, too.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, we have a link that goes directly to the state one, and it has all sorts of resources. But number six, perhaps the hardest, is do not neglect your own physical, mental, and spiritual health. I think this not-to-do list is a great solution for reducing stress in our lives as caregivers, and be on alert for that super caregiver mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has your thinking that you're not an adequate caregiver unless you're giving the person 100% of your attention.
Yeah, and if you still want to strive for superhero status, do it as a superhero advocate for your own personal health and well-being. That'd be a good way to do that. Help yourself.
Help others. Yeah. There you go.
Very simple. Just try not to be a superhero.
You know, isn't that a good message? Because
I think so.
We all get pretty obsessive compulsive when we have a job to do. And
we do.
That's one of them. I have a little something to say to my husband today.
Yeah.
It's our 20th anniversary, so happy anniversary, Joseph.
Well, happy anniversary as well.
Yeah, and I think I know some holiday tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you, Lark. I appreciate that. Lark Trigstad with this week's Caregiver Corner. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Bye-bye.